thankful for our ag industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think there's a way to start each day, and if you start with an attitude of gratitude, you can find ways of accommodating and working through all the challenges we face.
As we all take stock of the time we're in, especially this Thanksgiving season, we should all be grateful for the things we sometimes take for granted. Senior Director of Member Engagement for the American Farm Bureau, Robin Kinney.
This has been a very challenging year, but for agriculture, it has helped to make us aware of how important our consumers are and how important to consumers our producers are. And I think in this year, that is something we should be entirely grateful for.
Robin Kinney has been involved in ag communications for over 40 years. And after growing up as a kid in the city and then moving to the farm before high school, she definitely has more appreciation and thankfulness for the role of our farmers and the entire food supply chain.
This week of Thanksgiving had been known as Farm City Week. Is a great time to reemphasize that point. We need producers and we need consumers, and we need to be understanding of each other, find out what the questions are on consumers' minds, and make sure that we are dialoguing.
Kinney says, too, there are many more Americans across the country this year who will be looking for their next meal or a place to sleep because of the impact of COVID-19. And without a doubt, this Thanksgiving season is a time we could all step up to give back.
One of every 12 jobs in America is dependent on agriculture. And I know for a fact, out of those 22 plus million people that are somehow connected to agriculture, there could be some that are in the receiving lines this year at a food shelter or need housing. And I think it's time for all of us to make sure that we're helping our neighbors, watching out for them, and caring for them.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.